producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, what in the world is going on? Before we jumped on, and we said this the other day to each other, what's happening around the world? I mean, I hate to be the person who is the bearer of bad news, but it doesn't take much when you see all the things that are happening. Doesn't it feel like we're really in kind of a weird vice right now?
I think we are. I mean, when you look at the, regionally, we've got the ongoing talks with Iran, which people are freaking out about over here. And then on top of it, we've got the part of Syria and Iraq taken over by ISIS, which even Al-Qaeda says they're bad people, which means they're really bad if Al-Qaeda says it. And then you've got Afghanistan and, you know, severe problems. Israel and the Palestinians is just a nightmare powder keg that's gone off. And as you keep this, as we revolve around, it just seems like nothing is working correctly. The Ukraine, we didn't even get to that.
Yeah, no kidding. And you got the UK Prime Minister, Cabinet resigning, all that kind of stuff. So what's the reaction from Washington?
Well, in D.C., frankly, the whole focus right now in the Senate side is the reelection of the Senate. Now, I'm not trying to cast dispersions on anybody, but I can tell you right now they are focused on, you know, who is going to be reelected, and they're focused a lot on the border issues, because a lot of the international is way beyond anything they can, you know, put their fingers on or get around. So they'll have opinions on, but the border situation is something that they're going back and forth on. You have dueling bills now in the House and the Senate.
Wow. Yeah, nutty. And really all you can do in a sense is watch it play out. But I think that I was talking to someone the other day that some of the people in the Ukraine are saying, well, where is, and you know this, you were in Congress. I think there is this sort of maybe huge misconception that when everything kind of collapses in, the United States is going to be there to rescue whatever side you happen to be on. I mean, I know that sounds like a strange way to say it, but I've heard this from different people who have come from that region. Where is the United States? Oh, they're going to bail us out in the end. But that's not true.
Well, that's right. And, you know, when I would travel in India, I would even hear people over in India, the Tibetans, for example, would say, well, you know, the United States is going to step in and do something with the Tibetans, which are under captive siege by the Chinese. And you sit there and I think, well, not really, because there's the world has grown much more complicated than the, you know, clear-cut World War II days where there was us and our allies versus them. This world is a more complicated place, and we just don't have the ability anymore to be the problem solver for everything.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of being the problem solver, you said at the deal with Israel, what's going on with, imagine being in the position of John Kerry, the Secretary of State, what's going on with the whole ceasefire and what's happening there?
Well, John Kerry really has, I think, done an incredible job of just, he's been overseas trying to really get both sides to agree to at least some type of ceasefire. Right now, Hamas won't. The Israelis are still faced with, you know, going through Gaza and the repercussions of that and a lot of civilian deaths, which they're trying to, you know, obviously avoid, but it's happening. But it still is lying on getting the Arab nations to try to cooperate with a ceasefire. But I have to tell you, too, the Arab League has really not that much power over Hamas in itself. It's a, you know, terrorist entity. So Kerry is working his best efforts to do whatever he can to talk to everyone.
Yeah. Now we have this thing with moving from that to people are pretty uptight about traveling overseas and I mean, almost anywhere, it seems. Now we have another, in the recent weeks, now another flight has dropped off the radar, and there's 116 people aboard this flight. It's an Air Algeria flight.
Now it has. They are saying that it has crashed in Maui.
In Maui.
Maui.
Maui. So same as Maui. Wow.
That'd be really off course.
Yeah, Maui. Wow. And so now there's speculation about that too, right? It's all about the, what about the black boxes? That's all we hear.
Right. And then was it shot down? Did it crash? Was it weather-related? But yes, this has been a bad season for air traffic. That's for sure. All the way around Ukraine. Of course, the Malaysian Airlines, two of them now.
Yeah.
And then the FAA had suspended flights to Israel. They did lift that after 24 hours. But Delta, I think, is not going to do flights to Israel for a little bit. And some of the American air carriers may follow suit. I know the price of getting flights out of Israel is skyrocketing to get from there to New York.
Boy. And then and on top of that, it's a weird time of year because this is the break time for Congress. When's that happening? Isn't that coming up in a week or two?
Well, as we say in Congress, Kate, in-district recess never breaks. My old congressional hat, in-district recess, work period, in-district work period. So, you know, this is the recess. This is the usual travel time for overseas ventures for some, but because of the elections, a lot of people, of course, are going to be back home going to the county fairs, hearing an earful from everyone under the sun about everything. And then when they come back, they've got, what, less than 20 days to do a few things. They did the highway bill. They did do that. That's going to go through the system. But otherwise, not much will be done.
Yeah, and is that the, you know, you had a campaign, so you know, lots. So you know what that's like. Is it really, it's FaceTime, isn't it? You got to shake a lot of hands. No matter, we live in the technology era, but it's about being out there and the old saying of kissing babies and shaking hands, right?
I think they get in trouble, that's right, when they don't. And we use those work periods a lot. Of course, I never lived in D.C. My family was in Ohio, but and I would commute. But we used, we booked me everywhere under the sun. If there were two people or three people, I was the fourth for bridge. And it works like Tip O'Neill always said, you know, all politics is local. So if they get back there, now they're going to get earful. People are frustrated, but that's what they're paid for.
Yeah, no kidding. And we saw that with Eric Cantor. I mean, Eric Cantor didn't spend enough time on the ground. People, there's a lot of things you can point to, but I think I talked to somebody connected to Cantor a couple of weeks ago, and they said, you know, we muffed up there.
And you make a great point because everybody's trying to say this and that and immigration. There's a lot of reasons. But number one, I don't care how powerful you get. I was a chairman of a committee, and that's great to announce that back home. But you know what? The people at the steel mill or the coal miner or the lady waiting tables could care less about my powerful chairmanship. They want to know what I am, you know, doing to directly affect their life.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob Ney, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Good to see you.
So you heard there in the conversation with Bob, boy, there is a lot to talk about on this hour of America Tonight. At least for sure, we're going to mention what's going on in Israel. 16 people, it's official, killed, and a bunch more wounded. A UN shelter, this is a sad part of this. We've talked to many people in this region. In northern Gaza, smashed into during all that fighting on Thursday. I mean, this is out of control. This is where it's too late now. I mean, this is all about the stepping in point, and that's what's happening here without a doubt. So a Palestinian government statement condemned it, but that's what they've been doing all along, saying, you know, this is Israeli brutal aggression that targeted Gaza's displaced, and they demand an end to the Israeli war machine is what they're calling it. And it's how sad. About 200 people, most of them women and kids, and so that number keeps on clicking up all over the place. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon met with John Kerry. What was that about in Cairo? We'll talk about it next and other things in Odds and Ends here on America Tonight. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The only way to have a ceasefire that's going to make a difference is to make sure that Hamas no longer has the capability of launching rockets into Israel or sending killers through tunnels into Israel.
All right, welcome back on the flip side here in America tonight. That was Chuck Schumer, senator from New York, talking about shutting down, cranking it out when it comes to Hamas and saying this is on them. And we know we've talked about this, and as I said, we've talked to people in the area that this human shield thing especially is what's so disconcerting. But this is not new news. This is something that has been going on there for a very long time, using the people. So when shelters are hit, well, who do you think is going to get hit in the shelters? And this is part of the Hamas deal, I think, to paint the Israelis as thugs, and it's their fault because they're going after us. That's the whole thing with Hamas. But without a doubt, when we list terror organizations, don't think for a second Hamas wouldn't be in the top five. Absolutely, they would be in the top five. As far as even raising money, they're probably at two, battling it out with Al-Qaeda. So this is dramatic, awful stuff. You got to feel for those Palestinian people, and then you got to feel for the Israelis in this situation that that they're dealing with. And in fact, in Israel, a crazy thing happened. They discovered these tunnels, these super sophisticated, and I think this is now blowing up all over the place, these super sophisticated tunnels, as Fox News described it, and CNN said kind of a similar thing. They found that these rockets and mortar flying all over the place in Gaza and southern Israel, while all that was going on, Hamas moved in and out of their territory easily, doing whatever horrific thing they wanted to do because of the fact that they had some that had ladders and walls, and it ran under the border from the district before they were destroyed. They had about 60 access shafts, as it was described, 28 tunnels that they've now uncovered only recently since they started this thing called Operation Protective Edge that started on July 8th. When they found one shaft, they started to come upon another shaft and so on and so forth. So this is nasty. They're shutting down the tunnels, and they say this is critical to really our safety in Israel because they were coming up through the tunnels, and they were able to do whatever they could do. For example, weapons, maps, uniforms, all that kind of stuff as they were planning for terror attacks against Israel. Think about that. 60 shafts, 28 tunnels uncovered. So they're trying to destroy them within the next couple of days. Our intelligence people showed through some of our satellites that showed the tunnels and that they were built underneath Gaza and then went through. And I think this is part of how they uncovered some of this. So UN Chief Ban Ki-moon, as I mentioned, was furious when he learned of what's been going on here and with the going after tunnels and what's happening to the people and all of that, and is in Cairo working with Kerry, with Secretary of State John Kerry, on brokering this whole ceasefire thing. I mean, there was even at the beginning of the week, an attempt by a bunch of terrorists who just dressed up in Israeli army uniforms, and they were on the way to do something, and there was a firefight and a couple of other things that happened. There were people that were killed. There were four Israeli soldiers that were killed. So this is all part of it. I mean, there is like no mercy here. So Israelis close to the border should be in fear. They are in fear that any moment a tunnel could open up, delivering some kind of terrorist that could just be in the middle of their community. No matter what it is, whether it's popping up at the house or someplace else. Can you imagine that? Excuse me. Imagine the carnage on that. So at this point, it's a question of what do we do? At this point, I think it's a question of, I think the world needs this to stop. Now. Excuse me. Because of the fact that if they, with all these days, all this time constructing these tunnels, I mean, they must have been doing this for such a long time. And who is supplying, and some of the more sophisticated tunnels, who's supplying all of the construction materials for it? I don't know. I think that may be one of the creepiest stories on the day, seriously. One of the worst. And it's going to get worse before it gets better unless somebody steps in and does something now about it. Even though we've lifted the air restrictions, I think there are a lot of people that are a little shaky about flying to Tel Aviv, to be honest. And you know, there were people who were demanding to know, why do we even have the FAA flight banned Israel in the first place? But I think it was a smart thing to do because of the rocket fire that they discovered pretty close by. But regardless, it's lifted. It's lifted, and it's up to the airlines what they're doing, and the airlines are flying back into Tel Aviv. So you look at this situation between Israel and Gaza, and the Gaza Strip and Hamas, really, Hamas and Israel, and all the other things that are happening, the situation in the Ukraine, here on our own soil, what's going on at the border. I think it's fair to say, like what Bob Ney mentioned at the top, it's like a mad, mad world. It really feels like that. Does it feel like that to all of you? It does, and it's, for some people, they say it's hard to stay focused because of the fact that, you know, we had another plane go down again. And what's the first thing you think when a plane goes down? It could absolutely, I mean, these are massive flying machines that truly are computers. And that's the part of the problem. We've had people, pilots on the show that have talked about that. That's part of the problem in modern flying now. But you hear that this Air Algier flight goes down. And what are you thinking of? You're seeing what's going on with ISIS in Iraq. You're seeing what's happening at the between Hamas and Israel. The Ukrainian situation, which, of course, the other plane, the Malaysian flight, and all the horrible things that have happened since then with the desecrating or looting of some of the bodies and everything else, and finally getting the Dutch people finally being able to claim their loved ones, the ones they could find anyway. So now the wreckage of this new flight, this crash, is found in Mali, as Bob Ney said. And no survivors, 116 people. It was going to Algeria, disappeared from the radar, diverted from its course because of bad weather. At least 50 of the people on board were French. And they're investigating it. There were two fighter jets that helped search for the plane. There was a UN folks that were there in that area, they were helping, but radar contact with the crew was lost 50 minutes after takeoff. 50 minutes after takeoff. The plane was supposed to arrive at the Algiers airport and never did. Mali is between Burkina Faso and Algeria, which is where the plane went down. And once again, you have people from all over the place. You have the French, 50 French people. You had 8 Lebanese and 6 Algerians and 5 Canadians and 4 Germans. And so, you know, you get the idea here. The State Department is saying that they don't think there was any Americans on board. But the question still has to be asked, was it weather? It looks like weather. It took off through thunderstorms, flight path was in a very turbulent area. Thunderstorms are pretty common this time of year. It was an MD-83. That's the McDonnell Douglas MD-80 family. Twin engine, single aisle jets. Tough thing. Stay with us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tonight. So we know all the doom and gloom, and yeah, we're going to put it out there. You have any great ways to solve this problem, then you ought to be in Congress, because there's a whole lot of struggling going on in the world, and it's a question of where is our place in it. And I think our place in it is when, with Israel especially, I mean, you just can't ignore what's going on between Israel and the Hamas folks. I think it's so barbaric, the human shields thing, but that isn't anything new. And the UN can kick and scream and say whatever they want, but it's not, they're terrorists. They're not listening and caring what the UN says, and they're talking out of both sides of their mouth to the people. So while that's happening, then we have the situation with the Ukraine, and the Ukrainian Prime Minister resigned, saying Parliament couldn't do its work. So now it's escalating again. You have Russia firing into the Ukraine and the Prime Minister leaving. I mean, when it gets that hot and heavy, saying, see you, forget about it. So that opens the way for new elections that probably will reflect something much different. Yatsenyuk, who was the prime minister, had a lot of ties with Europe. And now that Yatsenyuk made the announcement in parliament in the Ukraine, in Kiev, after the party said they would pull out of the what they call the governing coalition, because he's saying parliament couldn't do its work and pass the necessary laws. I mean, that's it. So think about that. This president, the president, Petro Poroshenko, was elected to replace him on May 25th. And, you know, you go through everything that goes through there with all the opinion polls and all the conversations and whatnot. And now this is a complete reflection on the chaos that is happening there. Because this prime minister is just short of 5 months ago was supported by so many of the Europeans and pro-European parties. So then, driven from office because of all the protests on Independence Square, and look what's happened now. It's crazy. So you have Russia. You have Russia saying, they moved the cheese, and that's good. Who moved the cheese? We don't care, because we're going to take advantage of it. And that's exactly what's happened here. So then it still becomes a question of, and I've gotten a mailbox full of this, what does the U.S. need to do to put Putin down and to rectify this situation? Well, Putin has the upper hand. He has the upper hand because, I mean, look at this tragic death of almost 300 people on this Malaysian airliner, Flight 17. Boom. Just down. Missiled. Down. I mean, that's the moment. So all the outpouring of outrage and grief and any kind of expression you want to throw in there, this is when you have to take the rhetoric and step it up a notch. This is a huge defining moment in the relationship between Russia and the U.S. and the rest of the world. Is he delusional? Are the Russian people supporting him? Are the Russian billionaires putting up with some of the nonsense that has happened? So far, the Europeans, our own country, are talking about what has to happen next, but nothing has happened. Every day that goes by, it's more and more of that festering. You know what it's like? Did you have the kind of parents, and I know this is a weird analogy, but did you have the kind of parents that threatened, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this? And they just threatened. And so, of course, you didn't do whatever it was that they wanted you to do because it was just idle threats. And these are just idle threats. Granted, they stepped it up when it's come to the sanctions, which happened the day before last week the plane was blown out of the sky. But 7 days is 7 days too long. What's Germany going to do? What's Merkel going to do? What's Obama going to do? How is the rest of the world going to act? 2 weeks into this, 3 weeks into this. I mean, they have to stand down. They have to step away in the Ukraine. Otherwise, they're allowed to do whatever they want. Just a band of renegades, thugs, doing things like looting bodies after they've been shot down out of the sky. But that's almost old news. Almost old news. This whole thing with the access to the site is so disturbing. So disturbing. And nothing as this trends. This is one of those watershed moments. It really is. I know I've brought this up before, but it's worth throwing it out there again. The Korean flight that went down in 1983. At the time, that certainly peeled back the onion on the Soviet regime, didn't it? Now Malaysian Air Flight 17. Does this not show how far Putin is willing to go? Right? So the Russian economy and the Russian energy sector has to be the thing that gets attacked. At all, no matter what, there has to be more pressure here. Not just a few sanctions, across the board sanctions. And it's going to take a while for them to feel that, just like Iran did. Finally, when we got heavy with Iran and it took a long time, then you saw a little bit of a shift, but then, of course, we let those blow away. Trusting that Rouhani, the new guy in place, would honor what he verbally said would happen, and that hasn't happened. In the case of Russia, it's just that much worse with what's going on in the Ukraine, and especially with that Malaysian air flight going down. It's insanity. And this is the time to step up. This is the time to step up and not allow that to happen and go by with just rhetoric and nothing with teeth behind it. The Russian president, I think, will escalate the crisis. And if he does, he has to pay a price for escalating this crisis that has reached a point of Cold War tension with tragedy mixed in. There has to be specific consequences tied to this. Otherwise, history has a way of what? Repeating itself. And that's what will happen here. So now it's time to say, let's forget tiptoeing around this. Let's hit him in the gut. Let's do it now before it's too late, while we have a shot at this. Target the economy. The economy. What is Russia dependent on? Energy and arms. And the state-backed arms exporter. That's it. And then the people. I think the people, the billionaires, the people in Russia who won't stand for this nonsense anymore will put Putin to the test. Let's just strip it away before it's too late. And it's already. Every day is another day lost. Let's put it that way. Every day. At least the one tiny shred of humanity. Planes carrying bodies of the Malaysian Airlines victims left the Ukraine. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Because the response has been very tepid at best. And these poor people who now have to bury young kids, families. But at least they have them back in the Netherlands. At least they have them back in Australia. And now you've got the Australian and the Dutch diplomats who are pushing for a UN team to secure the crash scene, which, of course, is still controlled by the pro-Russian rebels. I go back to what I said at the beginning. Almost 300 people killed on Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, most of them Dutch. Shot down July 17th. Every day is another day that gives Putin an advantage. The Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says he fears some remains will never be recovered unless security is tightened. He wants a multinational force, I'd say now. Every day is another day Putin gets stronger. Every day. What's it going to take? It doesn't matter. The UN Security Council unanimously approves a resolution proposed by Australia demanding that the rebels cooperate with an independent investigation and allow all remaining bodies to be recovered. That's great. There has to be more teeth in it. There has to be. Coming up on America Tonight, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Boy, it's time for some dumb things, isn't it? We need some lighter fare on the show. Hang with us. That's coming up around the bend.
Reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Here on America Tonight called Dumb Things That I Shouldn't Have Done. And you're really catching on to this. I think we've been doing it now once a week for about 6 months. It was inspired by Nathan Reeder, our esteemed colleague here on America Tonight. And we all do dumb things. I mean, hey, listen, it happens all the time. Today I rode a bike. I'm at an undisclosed location in Florida with my nephew. And, of course, the silly bike had no place to put water, and it's only 1,000 degrees in the sunshine state. So I had a bottle of water jammed in my pocket, and, of course, it went flying out eventually. A couple of rotations on the bike, probably a half mile in, and boom, the water flies out. It creates all kinds of a hassle. Stop, turn around, pick it up, boom, same thing again. Forget about it. We'll just go without the water. But anyway, I knew when I did that, it was a stupid thing, and I knew it would fly out. And, of course, sure enough, it did, and we ended up chasing it all over the place. But that's hardly reckless or something that was harmful to either one of us. I have certainly had other things that have happened to me in my life that involve locking keys in cars and being locked out of a house once, and a myriad of things that many of you can relate to. Perhaps you've done some of the same things. If you want to share your dumb things, you can always send them to me at americatonight.net. And on that note, let's go to dumb things.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them, do they listen to me?
Right!
Oh, no.
Shut
dum 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 dum.
I love it. It's awesome. So this one's from Jan, who says, and it's funny because I just mentioned the thing about the bike. Jan says, probably the dumbest thing I did, I looked at the weather forecast here in the great state of Washington. We're listening to America Tonight, Kate, just so you know. And I was off on a very, very long bike ride far away. I knew that rain was in the forecast, but in my mind, I guess I sort of decided I was going to make the weather the kind of weather I wanted to see, sunshine. I didn't bring a raincoat. I didn't bring anything that would have helped me on a bicycle. And let me tell you, that might have been the longest day of my life. I was 10 miles into this. And turning around, I couldn't even see. It was sheets. I mean, basically, at one point, I just had to lay the bike down on the ground and let the rain just pelt me almost to death is what it felt like. And it seemed like it was forever. Eventually, the rain started to let up a little bit. I could get back on the bike, but it took a long time. I don't think I've ever been that soaked, that cold, that upset at myself. And what a time waster. It was definitely a dumb thing, and I think it qualifies for your show. I hope you read it. Well, I read it. I read the dumb thing I shouldn't have done. Don't feel bad, Jan. I'm sure there are a lot of people that ignore the weather, go off and do things where they're hiking or deep outside somewhere in a place where they can't get to shelter. So if you had to just dump the bike, that's okay compared to what it could have been. It could have been much worse. All right, this one from Chris. And Chris says, a dumb thing I shouldn't have done. Oh, where do we begin? I think I have the problem of forgetfulness. It was my turn to make the mashed potatoes for the big Thanksgiving Day feast. But picture this, if you will. Everybody was bringing over the sides. So my sides were the potatoes, as I said. However, made them up, put them on the backside of the stove, got in the car with the wife and the kids. And now we're into this. We were going about an hour and a half, give or take. I realized we did not have the potatoes. And you know when you're right on the edge of arriving just in time, then it was a question of, do we get there on time with no potatoes, or do we go back and get them? So I had a brilliant idea. We'll go to the market on the way and grab up whatever they had. So we had store-bought potatoes that cost a fortune, but at least we didn't come empty-handed. What a stupid thing. After all the love, the work that went into that, the peeling of those potatoes, the mashing of those potatoes, and let me tell you, it was a big crew, so it really did take a long time. Yeah, that's the forgetting something, especially a food item at a big family thing. He didn't say whether it was family, but I'm assuming it's family. I'm not sure. But that would be pretty brutal. He wouldn't be the most popular person at the table. And then it would cost a fortune because I've gotten these from my nephew. You can get the store-bought potatoes that are frozen, but yeah, they're like $4 or $5, whatever they are, and it feeds a handful of people. So if it was a lot of people, you're probably, you might be talking $30-$40 into it if you had to get a whole bunch of them. And plus that would take forever, right? To open. I don't think you can, unless you can go to a store and they pre-make them and you get a big vat of them, but usually you have to get that way ahead of time. I'm sure there are plenty of people that forget food items when they're going to somebody's place and it's a potluck or they had to make something. Yeah, that's the worst thing. Isn't it? That's why this. That's the whole thing with when you have these handy iPhone things, the phones, you know, put those reminders, those alerts on there, and then it's just hopefully that goes off and you remember, oh, yeah, I was supposed to bring that. I was supposed to bring that. All right, here's one from Joseph who says, hey, Kate, you make me laugh every single night. Thanks for America Tonight. You and your crew, really awesome people. So my turn to do the wash. I never do the wash. I mixed all the clothes in. I had a bright red T-shirt. Can you guess the rest? Everything ran. I ruined a whole bunch of clothes, and I infuriated my fiancé. So, I mean, what do you do when you ruin things that really matter to somebody, and especially an important clothing item that's one of their favorites that they wear again and again and again? Yeah. Variety. Then you say, well, you know what? Variety is the spice of life. So maybe I wanted to spice up your wardrobe. I don't know. I have no comeback for that. I don't know what you say. I've done it myself. I've ruined wash when I wasn't trying to ruin it. And when I separate them, I separate colors, and I get that. But I'm sure in the very beginning when I was doing it, I was probably lazy about and threw everything in together and didn't realize. Or you get something new and you think it's not going to run and it does. Yeah, I think that's a common dumb thing. I think it's very, very common. All right, I think we can squeeze in one quick one. This one from Eric. Eric says, dumb thing, Kate. Ugh. The dumbest thing I ever did, and this is embarrassing, I proposed to my fiance. It was great. I had the mood set. The candlelight was going. I had made dinner, everything. I left her ring in my desk drawer at work. I thought I had it on me. I thought it was in my pants pocket. I was going crazy. So the moment came, I asked, dug deep, had no ring. Ooh. When you're nervous, you got to check again and again and again and again to make sure you have the ring. Because, I mean, everybody gets nervous, right? So, and it would have been easier if you kept it in a box, I guess. But then that's pretty obvious if you have a box and it shows. And so some guys don't like to do that. Ooh, that would be brutal. That would be brutal that you thought you had it and then you reached in and you didn't and you're proposing. I mean, what can you do? Just laugh about it and then drive. And he didn't finish the whole story, but I assume drive to, you would just drive to work and you would retrieve the ring and say, well, here's the ring. Sorry. Let's go get that ring. First of all, are you going to say yes? I wanted to make sure you said yes before I actually showed it to you. All right, you get the gist of this. If you did something dumb and you want to reveal it to us, please send it to me. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.